This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1490. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily shortwave. On this edition, recorded December 10th, DX News from Australia, Cameroon, Gabon, Iceland, India, Mali, Mauritania, Myanmar, Sikkim, and Tunisia. Future plans from Australia, Austria, Czechia, Guatemala. New shortwave stations from Brazil and Florida. Program tips from Canada, Greece, Russia, UK, and U.S. Public Radio, and the Propagation Outlook. Let us begin with a mystery. Reinhardt in California, heard on two Saturdays in a row, but not other days of the week. A signal on 4820.76. Mostly a conversation between a man and a woman, but some indigenous string music, very repetitive and slow tempo. Beginning at 1533 UT, December 5th, and the music until 1622. He says it was best in upper sideband to get away from Tibet on 4820, because this was on 4820.76. He says it certainly had the feel of an African station, possibly broadcasting only on Saturdays. At least it was not on the air on the following Sunday, December 6th. Could it possibly be Botswana? Their national station used to be on the air on 4820, but has been inactive for a number of years. And if he is getting it, it would be via long path at that hour. Last week we had an item about Volcano Radio on Ascension Island moving from AM to FM. But I should have also pointed out that the only other medium wave station on Ascension, according to this report, the BBC local service, is also off the air. It had been on 1485 kilohertz. Gary Deacon got that information. And more about another item last week, Radio Simban in New South Wales, Australia, the Greek ethnic station on 2368.5 kilohertz with very low power. Ron Howard in California says he was able to hear a carrier December 4th below threshold level during checks from 1258 to 1515 UT. He says reception was better back in July when they were running only 50 watts. However, in much further away Pennsylvania, Dave Valco reported to Hardcordiax, "I was surprised to get a peek on the signal at times on the Perseus spectrum display December 5th. Between 1235 and 1250. Even heard some talking around 1242, but it's highly tentative. Simban should come in on a good morning." He emailed them anyway and got a reply as of December 4th saying that they are programming 24/7, that is on their other frequencies. "We are currently testing 2368 with the intention of being permanently on the air in the near future. Our current power was less than 200 watts. And about Christian Vision apparently stopping to use shortwave from Australia in 2010, Takahito Akabayashi in Japan, reporting via BCDX, says, "In October, CBC Australia wrote to me, 'Unfortunately, we're moving out of shortwave in the near future. We've found fewer and fewer listeners using shortwave in recent months, even in developing countries to which we broadcast. Instead, we are looking to use newer platforms that our audience is more familiar with, such as web streaming.'" And Gordon Brown reports in BCDX, "If I remember correctly, CVC had a 10-year lease for Darwin, and it must be about 10 years since they moved in. It would be wonderful if Radio Australia could get that transmitter site back." Yes, it was in June 2000, actually, that they purchased the Darwin site, but their transmissions from there were first listed in the 2002 World Radio TV Handbook. The last one mentioning Radio Australia using Darwin was in 1997, says Mike Barraclough. Via Harald Sees, Kai Ludwig and Yimmer Gaviria, we have news that Austria will be continuing on shortwave next year, but on a very much reduced schedule. On 6155, weekdays at 0600 to 715, weekends until 0710. Monday through Saturday at 13 to 1330 on 17855, and Tuesday through Sunday at midnight to 1 on 7325, and 1 to 1.30 on 9840. Those last transmissions almost like they are presently. I assume that since they're staying on the air until 07.15 on weekdays, that will allow them to continue relaying the token local newscasts in English and French on shortwave, and also have them available for the repeats later on in the day, but that is not yet certain. Somewhere on the schedule it does say that everything will be in German, but then they've said that before, just overlooking these little bitty English and French transmissions. James McDonald from Niger State, Nigeria, confirms that the clandestine from London, Radio Biafra, has been absent. In fact, the last time, or the first time he noted it missing, was on the 2nd of October. It had been at 19 to 20 UT on 12050. That news station in Brazil we mentioned last week that had been licensed for 5940 is already on the air. Edison Bocorni Jr. in Brazil reported it December 2nd to the Rádio Escuta's Yahoo group, and at his location in Santa Catarina, reception was perfect, although he doesn't give the time. Horacio Negro in Uruguay also heard it December 7th. He just says he heard it overnight and identifies it as Voz Missionaria in Camboriú, Santa Catarina. However, Lucio Otavio Bobrovich in São Paulo State, Brazil, says it's Rádio Paz no Vale, and from the same location, however, that means Peace in the Valley, heard December 8th at 0818 to 0835 with the Dawn program Alvorada Sertaneja. In Rádio Escutas, Edison Bocorni Jr. also reports that Rádio Gazeta was reactivated on 5955 and also traces of it on 15325 for a few minutes. Rudolf Figrim says their other frequency is also on the air now, 9685. James McDonald in Nigeria reconfirms that CRTV in Buya, Cameroon is still on the air in the daytime on 6005. By the way, the World Radio TV Handbook 2010 has picked up on his previous reports and now mentions that it is being reported between 07 and 17 UT. Sheldon Harvey, one of the creators of the International Radio Report on CKUT in Montreal, is once again on that program for the next few months, substituting for Janice Carlock, who's away in Africa. It's at 15:30 UT on Sundays, if you can get the stream or the archive from CKUT. And it does have a shortwave airing via Area 51 following World of Radio, UT Fridays at 0130 on 5110. I found one airing of the weekly Esperanto broadcast from Radio Havana, Cuba, 0700 UT Sunday, December 6th. On 6060 kilohertz, despite the fact that one version of their schedule shows it on 6000 and another on 6010 kilohertz. So all we know is that on one occasion it was actually on 6060. Where will it be next week? By the way, the next Universal Esperanto Congress next July will be in Havana, and Radio Havana gets to be the official radio station for it. On this program, there was a cute original song by a guy singing about the 94 previous cities of the world hosting the Congress. Wouldn't you know it, shortly after finishing recording last week's World of Radio, where we were still questioning whether Radio Prague would remain on the air next year on shortwave, confirmation came in. Alan Pennington in the UK forwards an item received by Anker Petersen in Denmark also via Jonathan Murphy. It's a reply that Acker got from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, dated December 2nd in the Czech Republic. I would like to appreciate your interest in broadcasts of Czech Radio Prague. We are proud to have such a radio, and there is no intention to stop its broadcast. The radio helps promote the good name of the Czech Republic in the world and plays a key role also for Czechs abroad. Great support and encouragement for Czech countrymen is also the internet site managed by the radio. Due to the current financial crisis, the government decided in June to reduce the state budget by 20%. Following the resolution, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs is obliged to reduce the budget of the radio, also by 20%. The reduction will mean saving on all budgetary items and increasing the internet budget. Shortwave broadcasts will be retained in reduced form. Foreign transmitters will probably replace some of the transmitters in northern Bohemia. The broadcasts in different languages should remain unchanged. Thanks for your interest, says Robert Rehak of the Czech Foreign Ministry. Similar replies have been received from Radio Prague via Takahito Akabayashi in Japan. On a couple of occasions, I've noticed much improved reception from Africa No. 1 in Gabon on 9580, both around 0700 UT and 2200. In fact, it sounds like they might actually be using their rated 500 kilowatts, making me suspect that for the past few months they may have been on reduced power. But I could be fooled by just propagational variations. We're still waiting for them to reactivate another transmitter and resume 17630 and 15475 in the daytime. On early Sunday mornings, we often hear some lovely Greek Orthodox music, although it's not exactly by professional singers. On Voice of Greece, 9420, checking the schedule translated by John Babas. It's labeled Divine Liturgy from the FM network on 105.8, starting shortly after the news at 0600 and lasting as late as 0815 UT. However, in the middle, they switched the other transmitter from 7475 to 15630. Manuel Meneth and I have heard more from Dr. Edgar Amilcar Madrid, the director of Radio Verdad in Guatemala, who's trying diligently to get their shortwave transmitter operating again and has finally had some help from local engineers. They have troubleshot some things, which they are fixing. However, the holdup now is that they need two voltage regulator integrated circuits, as Henry Clements has also heard. If anyone has these or can help them get them, they are Omnitronics, serial number P3055V. If you can help, you can contact Dr. Madrid directly at Radio Verdad, figure 5, at yahoo.com. And then we may finally hear them again on 4052.5, roughly between 11 and 06 UT. At least that was their previous schedule. If you want to see what's going on there and check on the latest, there's a blog, radioverdadguatemala.blogspot.com. The longwave station in Iceland is being reported from Tennessee on 189 kHz, Utvarp Reykjavik. Network 2, David Hodgson was hearing it around Nashville, I believe his location is, 0200 UT on December 8th, Fair on the Peaks. And also reported by Adam Miro in Memphis to NRC, December 9th around 0305 with Sinatra Song. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio number 1490. Consult our website for much more information, especially the archive of DX Listening Digests, upon which this program is based, worldofradio.org. Your contributions, always welcome. For example, a check in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702 USA, or via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. In DX India, Victor Gunatelika says, I understand All India Radio in Shimla has been off the air for some time, but I've been hearing a weak station on 4965 around 1600, which is parallel to some other All India Radio frequencies, but not all the time. A follow-up report by Partha Sarathi Goswami in Siliguri via Alokesh Gupta says, I got an ID for All India Radio Shimla at 1600 UT. That was on December 4th. We now have word from IRRS that there will be no World of Radio on Saturday mornings in December, preempted by other programming, but we hope to be back on certain Saturday mornings in January at 0900 on 9510. But we are still supposed to be heard Saturday evenings in Europe at 19 UT on 6170. Jorge Freitas in Brazil wonders what's the African station he was hearing on 9635 from 1750 until off the air at 1800. He says there's nothing listed in AUKI or IB, and I see there's nothing listed there in HFCC either. Strange this station is missing, since it should be well known and is included in the WRTH 2010, namely, it is Mali, which signs off 9635 at 1800, the same station you hear also on 7285 variable and 5995. Robert Furster in Germany says, on December 3rd, I observed the frequency change by Mauritania from 4845 to 7245. 4845 went off the air at 0833. Only a weak signal was audible afterwards on 7245. But a few minutes later, a 50 dB signal came on with better modulation than before in a vernacular program, similar to what was heard before on 4845, so they've reactivated both shortwave frequencies. Well, more or less, although you still can never be sure whether 4845 will be on the air or not, when we do hear it, the modulation is very low. In PlayDX, Leonardo Bolli in Italy reports the Myanmar Defense Forces broadcasting station on 5770, December 6th from 1315 until 1500. Talk and music seem to be news at 1411. Fair to good reception, he says, the first time I've heard it. Also reported by Ron Howard in California, December 4th, from 1517 until sign-off at 1528. The indigenous music at sign-off is usually very brief, but on that occasion they played it for about half a sesquiminute. Someone referred to Voice of Russia programming as being boring, but in the middle of London, Roger Tidy disagrees. He says perhaps it's a little old-fashioned, but that's fine with me. Moscow Mailbag is always interesting, and so is Estelle Winter's Science Plus. I also enjoy listening to the news, useful for getting a Russian perspective on world events. And the station has a good selection of cultural programs. The main problem is reception. Here it is difficult to get good reception in the evening to Europe. For good hassle-free listening, I have to tune in after midnight to the North American transmission on 6240, which is transmitted via Pridnestrovia. Ron Howard in California reports that December 4th was a phenomenal day for All India Radio reception. He even pulled in All India Radio Gangtok Sikkim on 4835 between 1434 and 1457. And there was news in English at 1531. Parallel to numerous other frequencies, mostly on the 60-meter band. Wolfgang Büschel remarks that Tunisia is very casual about exactly when they turn their shortwave transmitters on and off, and we can only agree public schedules do not really match with what we hear. For example, 7335 supposedly does not start until 0700 UT, However, we've been hearing it from at least 0600 when it's colliding with Vatican Radio. That really needs to be cleared up, as those two countries are not that far apart, causing mutual interference. There's a parallel frequency from Tunisia in the mornings, 7275. Scott Barber in New Hampshire heard that signing on at 0358, December 1st. And I noticed that it was off before 0630 on another morning. World Radio Network informed me that from December 5th, there's an extension of the UK football commentaries on a test basis to Scandinavia. Saturdays at 15 to 17 and 17:30 to 19:30, two different games, and Sundays 16 to 18, all on 5800 kilohertz. Reception reports from Scandinavia are welcome. You may recall they're already broadcasting these same football games in Chinese to China on another frequency, but these are in English, even though they're for Scandinavia. Premier League football. Ivo Ivanov reported that the site on 5800 was Khabarovsk, abbreviated KHB, but that's awfully far away on the Pacific coast of Russia. Dmitry Mezin says that was apparently a misunderstanding, as the site is actually Kharkov in Ukraine, abbreviated KHR, a very similar abbreviation, even though that's a fake designation for the real site in Ukraine, Mykolaiv. And that's according to someone who should know, an employee at the Mykolaiv transmitter site, Sergei Leganchuk, reporting to the OpenDX mailing list in Russia. Mike Barraclough in England tells us that most of Spectrum's DAB output from London, 17 hours a day, is World Radio Network, English to Europe, consisting of international broadcasters, National Public Radio from the U.S., Prairie Home Companion, and even World of Radio, Saturdays at 0900, something quite different on London DAB. With DAB, you don't actually need to know the frequency, but I still want to know what it is. So Mike found out it's 223.936 megahertz. It seems there's great excitement in the UK and vicinity about the relaunch of transmissions on 1395 kilohertz from a transmitter in the Netherlands carrying KBC Radio and Big L. You can read about it in the latest issue of DX Listening Digest or a long thread of comments on the Media Network blog. In case you don't remember exactly what that blog URL is, as I have a hard time, if I don't have it bookmarked, it's blogs.rnw.nl/Media Network. Via Mike Terry and John Filiozzi, there's an obituary in the New York Times for James F. Brown, chief of Radio Free Europe, who's died at the age of 81. It appeared in the December 7th issue. You might want to look it up. He was the director of RFE in the early 1980s, and it says played a seminal behind-the-scenes role in the rise of Solidarity, which eventually toppled the Communist Party in Poland. He was director until 1984, when he resigned because of disagreements with the Reagan administration. It's not every day that a brand new U.S. shortwave station takes to the air. Such a day was December 8th, when I came across a preacher on 15550 upper sideband, identifying at 1501 UT as WJHR in Milton, Florida. Yes, that's it. Brand new station, which has been in the works for quite some time. And it's an unusual one because it is in pure sideband, no carrier at all, unlike some of the WBCQ frequencies. We've yet to get any definite schedule from them. It may be just testing at the outset, but they've been heard on December 8th and 9th at various times between 1430 and 1900 UT, more or less. The signal is aiming almost due north toward Michigan. However, Steve Lehrer in Michigan says the signal isn't very good. Here's a recording I made of that ID.
You're listening to Sponsor WJHR Radio International. WJHR Radio is located in the city of Milton Keynes. All of your questions and comments are welcome. Email address to WJHR@USA.com. Again, that is WJHR@USA.com.
The operator is one Scott Mock, M-O-C-K, who is also a ham, which may explain his preference for sideband, WB4BFO, which you'll certainly need to hear his station. Ben Cobb in Washington reported on this as the application was granted a construction permit last year. The programming is coming from a 40-year collection of recordings made at Smyrna Baptist Church in Pensacola, which had previously a construction permit for a station. This one apparently replaces it. If they want to operate at night, surely they'll have at least one other frequency on a much lower band. Thus, WJHR is on the air ahead of another new shortwave station under construction, WTWW in Tennessee. George McClinock told me on December 9th that they are still waiting on the electric company to get the power installed. That's been delayed by bad weather, rain, wind, and mud, since a bulldozer has to be used to install the transformer and the power poles. However, he said as of December 9th, that could be on this week or the following week, hopefully not any later than that. So keep an ear on their frequencies, 9480 and 5755. North American reception of WRMI has not been very good lately because their antenna aimed northwest has had a problem. They've been working on it. And Jeff White says they may have it back in operation by the middle of December. So keep an ear on 9955 for World of Radio and many other DX programs when the Northwest antenna is again functioning. Some tips for good listening via webcast. If you could use some good laughs, I suggest the Ig Nobel Awards, which aired on NPR's Talk of the Nation Science Friday on Black Friday, but it's available in their archive for November 27th. www.sciencefriday.com. The Capital Steps have comedy specials four times a year. If you missed the Halloween one, you can still get to it via their website, www.capsteps.com, if you fiddle with the URL for the appropriate date, ending with 0910. I've been working on my annual compendium of special holiday programming pages from webcasting U.S. public radio stations and a few commercial classical. You'll find it toward the top of my monitoring reminders calendar, worldofradio.com/calendar.html. The propagation outlook from Boulder, issued December 8th. A and K indices, mostly 5 and 2, but peaking at 8 and 3 on December 5th and 6th and 18th. Solar flux rising from 70 December 7th to a peak of 75 on the 11th through the 23rd and down to 70 by December 28th. And that's World of Radio, 1490. Glenn Hauser inviting you back next week.